Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. A great cast can cover up a lot of a movie's flaws, and The Judge has plenty of flaws to cover. Thank goodness Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall are on board to do the covering. In this courtroom thriller slash dysfunctional family drama, Downey plays a jerky defense lawyer who returns to his small Midwestern hometown to defend his father, a respected jurist who's been accused of murder. It's overlong, the plot is predictable, and it's got way too many irrelevant subplots. But it's also got two terrific performances from Downey and Duvall, and that's just enough to give The Judge a positive verdict. The Notebook is a Hungarian World War II story that will never be confused with a Nicholas Sparks novel. This ultra-bleak drama tells the tale of twin 13-year-old boys whose parents send them off to live with their witch-like grandmother during the duration of the war. They spend the time hardening themselves so that the many horrors they witness won't destroy them. Sadly, the story seems stilted and exploitive in execution. In the dramatic thriller Kill the Messenger, Jeremy Renner stars in the story of a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist whose life and career went into a tailspin after he wrote a story alleging the CIA was involved in starting the crack epidemic. The involving story plays on our paranoia about government secrecy, but this somewhat frustrating movie raises a lot more questions than it answers. Also opening this week, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day is a Disney family comedy based on the popular book. Pride is a British drama about the 1984 mine workers' strike. Dracula Untold is a horror action entry. The Guest is a dark suspense thriller starring Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey. Mia Wasikowska stars in Tracks, the true story of a woman who made a 2,000-mile trek across the Australian desert. And finally, Addicted is a drama thriller based on the novel by Zane. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!